This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Apu Kapak. A high-level committee today submitted its report on One Nation, One Election to President Draupadi Murmu in New Delhi. The high-level committee, constituted under the chairmanship of former President Ram Nath Kovind, submitted its report to President Murmu in the presence of Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal, former chairman of the 15th Finance Commission N.K. Singh and others. According to the Law and Justice Ministry, One Nation, One Election is core to aspirational India. It said, report comprising of 18,626 pages is outcome of extensive consultations with stakeholders, experts and research of 191 days. Arunachal Pradesh Home Minister and senior BJP leader Bamang Felix has been appointed as the chairman of party's election campaign committee for Arunachal West parliamentary constituency as well as the assembly constituencies falling under the Arunachal West constituency for the forthcoming parliamentary and assembly elections. This was stated by the Arunachal Pradesh BJP in a communique moments after the party candidates for assembly polls were announced on Wednesday. Felix expressed gratitude to the party leadership for entrusting him with the new responsibility and said that he is committed to diligently serve and ensure a successful election in 2024. Chief Secretary Dharmendra on Wednesday took a review meeting on poll preparedness for simultaneous elections 2024 in Arunachal Pradesh. The Chief Secretary sent out a strong message to all stakeholders to take up their assigned duties with sincerity and said that any loophole in the process will not be tolerated. DGP Anand Mohan, Principal Secretary Home Kalantaying and Chief Electoral Officer Pawan Kumar Sain gave a detailed briefing on law and order, arms disposition and deployment of police and central armed police forces personnel in the districts. The Chief Secretary directed integrated check posts consisting of police, techs and SIs and forest personnel in all intrastate and interstate check posts. He said that helicopter sorties will be used in polling stations with connectivity problems. The state has a total of 882,816 voters and every possible health step will be taken to ensure free and peaceful elections in the state, he said. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Electoral Officer Pawan Kumar Sain, while giving a comprehensive overview of all important aspects of poll preparedness in the state in a review meeting held by Chief Secretary, said that all 2,226 polling stations are poll ready across the state with a total of 882,816 registered voters. He informed that the DCs and SPs are working in tandem and in a length of just 2 months, they managed to seize liquor, drugs, cash, etc. worth 4.28 crore rupees and 688 illegal firearms, 250 ammunition as compared to the total seizure of 6.26 crore rupees worth liquor and cash during the 2019 elections. Education Minister Taba Tadir on Wednesday laid the foundation stone for an Eklavya model residential school at Comp under Kora Circle of KE Panyur district. Speaking on the occasion, Tadir said that the project had been in the pipeline for quite a long time and it got sanctioned after 4 years of long wait. Tadir directed the executing agency Telecommunications Consultants India Limited, a New Delhi-based firm, to station their men and material at the site 24/7 to complete the project on time. K.E. Panyur DC Vivek H.P. said that the land acquisition should not be an issue and that the school should be made functional within the given time frame in the interest of the children of the district. Deputy Controller and Auditor General DCAG Subir Malik today held a meeting cum interaction at Tawang DC office with senior officials, PRI members, member secretaries and panchayat technical assistants from all gram panchayats of Tawang district. During the meeting, Malik assured that the concerns and financial limitations presented by PRI members would be conveyed to the government. Earlier, ZPMs and ZPMs from Zimithang, Lungla, Mukto and Gram Panchayat members raised concerns about fund distribution aligning with population ratio, which they believe was hindering development projects. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.